Well, there's been a significant cocaine seizure in County Cork. Barry Roach, who's the Southern correspondent of the Irish Times, has been following developments over the past few hours. Barry, it sounds as though there were some dramatic scenes this morning. Will you bring us through what's been happening?
Yes, Rachel. As you say, significant drug seizure off the southwest coast this morning. Gardaí have seized €35 million worth of drugs. It's a half ton of cocaine. The operation was led by Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, but with assistance from the Customs and the Naval Service. And this morning, early around 4 a.m, officers from Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau moved in Cortmac Sherry, and they stopped a van there. It was being driven by a Scottish man and had a German passenger. Two men in their 40s, or sorry, Scotsman is in his 40s and the German is in his 30s. They were arrested. When Gardaí searched the van, they found, as I say, a half a ton of cocaine. They believe that was dropped ashore earlier this morning at Broad Strand by another crew, as it were, in a rib. And the Naval Service then moved in and detained that vessel off the Waterford coast, another two men on board that, two Britons, and my understanding is that they're on their way to Cork at the moment, where they'll be formally arrested. It's obviously a huge operation, huge success for the Gardaí, Customs and the Naval Service. The two who have been arrested, the two who will be arrested, they can be detained under drug trafficking legislation, which allows Gardaí hold suspects for 7 days. So coming in for to say the MV Matthew one back here in Cork a few years back, it's another huge success for the joint task force involving the Gardaí, Customs and the Naval Service.
Okay, then just going over this again, as you say, a number of agencies were involved in this or still involved in this. So it's your understanding then, Barry, that in total 4 people have been detained.
Four have been detained. I think two have to be formally arrested yet when they land ashore, but they're on board. My understanding is that they're on board the LAWB. It's on its way to Cork, having been stopped at sea. My understanding is they were heading to the UK when they were stopped and apprehended by the Naval Service. And obviously, it's an ongoing operation as well. Gardaí and Customs and the Naval Service are remaining rather tight-lipped about it. But so far, 4 people have been detained. And as I say, this is a significant quantity of drugs, half a ton of cocaine, which is believed to have originated in South America. And whether it was destined for the Irish market or the UK market isn't quite clear at this stage yet. But obviously, it's a dent in some drug trafficking operation, some drug smuggling gangs operations.
And as you say, this is just the latest in a series of substantial drug seizures in the south and southwest.
Yes, 157 million seized in a very dramatic operation involving the Army Rangers and the Naval Service and the Gardaí and Customs back, I suppose, it's a year and a half ago now. So on the MV Matthew, which was detained off the Cork coast, off Ballycotton, and escorted ashore, or escorted into Cork Harbour, if you remember. Rangers dropped down from helicopters and boarded the ship. There are a number of people before the courts in relation to that. And the trawler, which was due to rendezvous with that vessel, was detained, or was effectively two men taken from that off Wexford. All those before the courts, and it's due to be finalised, I think, later this week. So that's another one. And then, of course, we had the 10 men arrested in Tregumna back subsequent to that MV Matthew, where there weren't any drugs seized, but Gardaí were satisfied that the 10 were involved in conspiracy to import drugs there before the courts. They believe those drugs ended up being dumped by the gang in the Kattegat between Denmark and Sweden, subsequent to having missed the rendezvous point with the collection crew here in Cork.
Barry, thanks indeed. That was Barry Roach. He's the Southern correspondent of the Irish Times, joining us with that developing news this lunchtime.